A crowd of Austinites found themselves in line Wednesday afternoon waiting patiently. With every passing minute, the line grew, snaking its way throughout a store in North Austin. But it wasn't the latest tech gadget that people were there for. They were there to vote early. For some voters like Derek James, heading to the polls ahead of time meant avoiding longer lines in the future.
This store has been as busy as I've ever seen it. The parking lot's been crowded. The lines are long enough to where people have walked in, turned around, and come back out and say they would vote later, because it's been that busy at this store, at this location.
In the first 2 days of early voting, more than 38,000 people showed up to cast their ballot in Travis County. The high volume of votes might have something to do with the record number of registered voters in Texas. According to the Secretary of State, by October 15th, more than 13 million Texans were registered to vote. But Travis County Clerk Dana DeBevoir believes the high number of voters has more to do with this year's ballot.
The ballot has not only the presidential ballot on it, that's the partisan part, but we've also got the city of Austin with its charter amendments and bond propositions. And then we've also got ACC and AISD candidates. So there are a lot of local items on what would otherwise be just the presidential ballot.
DeBevoir says this year's joint election will draw voters who are primarily interested in city items. It's something that also influenced retired educator Douglas Hall to head out and vote.
This seems to be routine in Austin. I mean, they seem to be voting on something, you know, and we're either electing or nominating or voting for some proposition. And so, you know, to me, that's just it's a sign of government efficiency, if nothing else.
Throughout the city, there are 23 early voting locations, which include a so-called mega voting site at Highland Mall that's designed to support a large volume of voters. Early voting runs until November 2nd. Carlos Morales, KUT News.